prices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour.
Me too. I'm gonna go print another copy. See you guys.
See ya.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have stages of clarification or I suppose
we did.
You did?
At the beginning we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set, didn't we, and then compared.
Yeah, we did two of us, didn't we?
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets and then we had at least one meeting with you
yeah.
where we talked it all through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel that it was some process of convergence, like that initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you,
yes.
or?
Actually, no.
Okay. I mean, I thought we had
basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should
no,
be in what
true.
Group, or
mm-hmm.
it was just the rules about
the
things
really.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as for the spectral features, it was more
that's
confusing
really
tough,
yeah.
what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long
yeah.
discussion about that, but I don't remember
mm-hmm.
sort of arguing from
no.
different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what
yeah.
would come up and agreeing
mm-hmm.
what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got to yet. Do you think if we get a copy, would that be useful?
It probably would be.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to leave the meeting now?
It's been a long time, yeah, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to finish that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this manual, or
we did send it.
He
yes,
has
it.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
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 Otherwise,
okay.
we
could
go
onto
our
well,
system and get it.
He's gone.
Yeah.
There's a cool little countdown clock that lets
yeah.
you know exactly how long you've been needing it, sir.
Oh. On top.
We can have these things in our. Area, no, we don't have to make
it.
Well, I guess they're telescopes, but
yeah.
That's,
yes.
that's different though, isn't it?
They're hardly
so.
In our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right, although it isn't actually used all the time for these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference.
Yeah,
for the
okay.
ESO interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And
saved
from having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
anyways, the body language
while you're giving
yeah.
your talk, because
yeah.
they just show. Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them, because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering my questions and the view switched again and I realised I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with
right.
me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to use the button to turn
right.
the page.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
If you see towards the top left of the image, and luckily Olivia had warned me it might be complicated, and so
that's
I have something with without very many,
not
little arrows flying in and things,
yeah.
because
right.
that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things, and you're sitting down in front of it, and you can see yourself. But not only you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time you look on to Chile with that.
It is really
so you're like, oh,
strange.
Did I just do that? And then you react to what you did a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben's printing that on as well.
Great.
Okay. Right, we can start showing that.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux, or continuum. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't highlight it.
No, you wouldn't have. I think I'm done. I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like a marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I don't know. Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So
okay.
You can tell. Because I would fight for line being a spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
Hard to mark on this.
Do that. Okay. Next.
So, sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Okay.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh!
I shouldn't be probably, but...
No.
Well, isn't it that if... it's a region of the spectrum, that, and you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't...
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a big bump in the soft bit.
Okay.
There is a feature, part of a spectral feature. I think he'll look there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption.
Thing.
But it's not just absorption, 0.5 kV. It's actually something in absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption,
this is the thing you point to. Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say. Two down, 250 down. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
This one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm missing broad line. Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebula.
As a source type. I don't remember what we were doing with nebula. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I can't remember
actually.
Should we see when manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We were doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical thing. Oh my god, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes. Breaking the power law index, I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing, but you wouldn't know it was
not a...
Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So
what's a break in a power law index?
I think it's a feature. because in this spectrum it does that, and then does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah, that is where it breaks. So, yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the line and limit. I think you're right.
And if I did it again, I'd say slight depression at the continuum and possibly... Well,
because
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit, but we're supposed to say descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same... They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here, there's two spectral features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Let's mark that.
Do you have a sense about that?
You want to split that one and do you into two? Yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that pretty clear?
Excellent.
It's good one, I thought.
Yeah, okay.
Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not
I
the
knew that as well.
The thing.
He was warm, awakens.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption,
mm-hmm.
you see the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. There is no steep soft component for the TAV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked
it. Kind of
yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We go back to number five.
Something nebula?
Oh,
was
yeah.
it the nebula?
Yeah.
Nebula.
Mm-hmm. What were we saying about the nebula? Source types. Mm. Yeah, nebula counts, doesn't it?
I think it does, right? We weren't matching it to H2 regions because it was a region, I think was the
yeah.
argument for that. Line again.
Line
no,
that's
in
line
ratios.
Ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a.
But.
Ratio is different.
Line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, because you haven't actually listed explicitly on that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include?
Line ratios after abundances. So
it's like the value of the word.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah. It
you
yeah.
wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
I don't think. Oh, oh. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one
we
want
to keep.
Right.
Damp climb and alpha. Absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source type.
Sorry. So can I just ask? Now you just aligned. So you circled the word in the outline, which didn't.
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right.
It
sorry. Oh,
underlined.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Damp plasma. So again, that's these are source types. I mean, it's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a.
But damp plasma and alpha absorbers are physical things, not. Spectral
but,
features.
But you also absorb them by, you observe them by the spectral feature. What were we doing for things, broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you
yeah.
wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damp Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd.
You could point to damp Lyman alpha though. Because it's just,
yeah.
Yeah, spectral features really are referring to a type of source, e.g., Balin, Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you look at this spectrum in spots that Lionel has been damaged.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damp laminar observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
That's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damp laminar
observers... If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of... If you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way,
mm-hmm.
you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
different
that's a damp.
Yeah.
They're going to be
that's
different
true.
Wrenches.
But that doesn't mean that it's... You can still say that's damp laminar and that's damp laminar.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
Say all of that is damp climbing alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't
you?
So.
But isn't that always a case of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman alpha forest,
mm-hmm.
sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky one.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damp Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark
We're
absorbers.
Not marking absorbers.
Yeah.
But if it was a damp Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damp Lyman alpha.
Right, well,
it
would be
absorption like quasar, we would mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damp Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would put.
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at
it. I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum. I mean, it's a change
okay.
in this spectrum of...
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. You know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though.
Have
we? Well, no, we included steep soft component, sorry, and here... We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
There's still some degree of fitting
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's steep and what's shallow.
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then. If we change our mind later when we go through, we can come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Yeah, right. And absorption again.
Yeah.
Right, what have we got different here?
I don't hit K star, but I should do.
This one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Okay.
Okay. What's wrong with Brody Chalfa?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
I think it's not as if it's there. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easy.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context, rather than the line, use the lines. I guess if Viather wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines at.
Yeah.
But with Viather, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too. features and
yeah,
everything
that's
else.
True.
You know.
Yeah.
Spectral features on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lining Alpha Forest clouds.
Oh no! We're back to it again.
Lining Alpha Forest, you can point to on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we have marking. So we haven't
got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source when
which we don't
mark.
Yeah. But
so
we can
are
just
we
marking
H2 and H2 regions, for example?
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Yeah, but I guess it's not defined by a spectral
yeah.
feature, no H2 region. Whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by the definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that we have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in the spectrum. Whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I don't think we were marking
anything blobby. I didn't mark.
Diffuse emission or.
It wouldn't count as a source type or.
Well, that's what I'm pondering really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, but this is this one's species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So, isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the
I think we're not including nebula, we can't include. Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done,
but we haven't,
but we haven't done the whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put,
I
and we don't include
yeah.
diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide, if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
But that's because to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar, the Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say
yeah.
that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Lyman Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own then, because it doesn't fit
yeah.
forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Each helium 2 optical depth, I think that's an element.
There,
yeah.
that's derived. You're right.
Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're going to have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What one we didn't do before? Line ratio, we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Right. Sorry, can we just go back to, one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire. Sorry.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Otherwise.
Yeah, I see.
Yes, excellent. Damp line and alpha again. Systems.
And damp line and alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
But if you said.
I mean, that's
the spectral
of
data.
The type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it's a downline alpha spectrum, you'd mark downline an alpha because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't, but you
would. Spectrum.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line,
but what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is inconsistent with that.
You're probably right
answer.
In the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure. I think I would mark it. It is a region of the spectrum, and they are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line
but
data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would you put it in?
I wouldn't,
but
because
it
it's a modifier of data.
But if it's just an emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99%. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
And I think
but
data is equivalent to.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something is sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped Ly alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. It's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them say in a database and so, then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this named entity recognition is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings,
right.
I think
yeah.
In this case I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. Given that we can argue about it for 10 minutes, not that clear cut.
Right.
Damped Lyman alpha systems.
Take it again, but
it shouldn't be
for the M.
It should be
yeah.
Damped Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all. Okay. Start again, and I've done it twice.
Right, source type. Do we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers, including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should probably because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different
yeah,
from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true. Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Markedly soft ionizing continuous. You like that, I think.
Ooh. See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Heavy element absorption lines, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
And what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. Okay. Yeah, we can have that as well. There you go.
You like star forming galaxies are distinct.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
Probably because you're doing 7,000 pieces.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions? You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines from H2,
yeah,
I didn't like it.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux?
But the feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, mark feature.
Mm. Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Do you know how to make excess blue wing flux? Possibly. No, I don't know. I think line peak is a taken point.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
you can't.
You can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it. Right.
Neutral hydrogen, gamma piece. I think all of that's a spectrum feature. It's basically a way of saying the gamma piece is in.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the gamma piece is in trough, though. Which, if you just said that.
Well,
it's gamma piece is in absorption from neutral hydrogen. Yeah, if it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark it. Or HB2 absorption. It's a marks the kind of spectral feature, isn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is HB2 emission is a process from HB2, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that computing comes between it, it's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it. I think all of that is just the description of the process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked, because that is a process now.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Blue shift of absorption. And it has a modifier of the thing, so it probably should be there.
Oh, okay.
As in, we can, strong absorption would count, so I think blue shift should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So it should be.
Yes. Okay.
Can we?
Yeah, it's talking about that. And use strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance, really, in a way? I'm not sure, but...
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. Yes, it could be abundant.
Yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then.
Yeah.
We will put an arrow line of strength. If it's an every two line strength, we would definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't this an elemental abundance? That you'd estimate actually using a number of lines. It isn't just one discrete line in the spectrum, is it?
If it's lines.
What's it? Well, if
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the species actually using all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FQ lines rather than.
We've marked things. Have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't, if
we
unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Mm.
Let's not mark
it. Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said every two line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
well,
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay,
yeah,
well then
that's what they probably use next. Yes, bloated star.
That's oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Take out nine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the one.
Yes,
is that
you're right?
Right,
that counts.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And you're right, next one. Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about because somebody fell for it.
Yeah.
And if it was you, Lurks, you put it in. That's just the wrong name. It
yeah,
should be a source
and this shouldn't be, should it?
I don't know.
Does those count with modifiers? Active, we definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2, what does that mean?
Kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
J means.
Okay, right. I guess that's why I just didn't know. I thought it was a catalog. I think should be marked.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry,
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the line, even if you're detecting it from broadband filters.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
Broadline
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebula. Okay, we need to get
that
to change
that.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Saturday. Why did it? We have got nobody marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers
yeah,
of regency systems
them.
Is the.
To be able to see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So, damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then,
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I use that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that they, the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before,
mm,
right? So, well, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change a rule now on the fly,
yeah,
then that might
yeah.
be, then that might create inconsistencies.
Because you might have followed
the yes,
rule.
I'm sure
right.
I followed the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's
right.
take that out. Alpha forest here?
Yeah.
But Lyman Alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about, it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Depth Lyman Alpha systems. Oh, we're back to depth Lyman Alpha data.
Data I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Been the same as feature.
I spectrum. Still don't
the
think
data
that
is the same as spectrum because
right.
the data is a spectrum.
I still don't like it, but
final view, Bob?
I don't have passion.
I wouldn't, I think, now
okay.
probably.
And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross
no,
this out. So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something else.
HL
for detection. Broadband detections is in don't include.
But I wouldn't. Is
well,
HL for broadband? It's a line.
Isn't it?
So. Oh, so it would be a narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
HL for emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Nine.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow and broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, or no, it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line,
yeah.
However you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even if it's complex.
Okay.
How far
yeah.
should we go? Complex
yeah.
just absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good for me. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
This is into the system.
Yep.
Field delay instrument.
Now, VLBI is a
network.
VLBI is interferometer. It's a technique. It's
not a network is an instrument. Then.
It's called something else, isn't it? The VL.
Very long based on an array.
Yeah, it's called
VLBI.
Yeah.
If it had an A on the end, it would be the net instrument.
This is VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of this is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI. Is it? It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes,
it
takes an image. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but then a research group could take an image. Okay, let's. How much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names, but I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that so? This whole thing is an instrument.
From 1.6.
That's
or
what I think.
European.
Right. I think it is.
Or just the VLBI.
Starting with Europe.
It's using capitals.
Yeah, no,
I see, So is this like it's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
But it's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe. All hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just.
That shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. Not you. It's not a modifier of a regional system.
We say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't.
Anything ending in object, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done. That's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a,
it's
a processor, it's the type of photons, it's not the continuum you're looking at.
Maybe you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can, yeah. Need to shut that.
You're right there. It's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula, but I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't
mark
nebula.
We did
mark
nebula.
Yes.
It was things that weren't distinct, like...
Yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's so many different kinds of nebula, I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but it's going to stick to it, let's stick.
Yeah. If we're going to have them, let's have them.
What's the French?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't mind. You're right. That's the first time.
Yeah.
Line blanketing.
You think?
I know, I don't
think
I did it.
We had line blanketing just now,
yeah.
We included it, I think.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
Oh, was it? You did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, was it? Lyman Forest line blank.
We
took
we took blank
out.
Thing out.
Yeah.
So I don't think that should be in. That's
what
is that it?
Yeah.
That's a source name.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
Yeah,
I think I'm right. Yeah, in the same way that you can point to the soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can point to the red in there.
Well, I would argue about that, because I think that that you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to on an x-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not. You can say, that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you...
Yeah.
See, we're talking about the continuum. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. It comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that. Yeah.
And then it's actually really
directly
modeling
the
spectrum, not just actually looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component, because a soft excess is that's an X-ray thing. Like a break, you say.
It's
a
red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
a component is means it's never
yeah.
actually in a model way.
Yeah, I'd take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft. But
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's just
if you modelled it with two parts, one
yeah.
had a
permanent
yeah.
isn't.
Yeah.
hard and soft spectrum.
That's
Hubble
probably
and Hubble
true.
Deep Field South.
Hubble and Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to
I
the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Yeah. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
Should we
yeah.
should kill it?
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
No. I think actually pretty early on, I thought.
There it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Excellent.
Right. How much? Right, the top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
And then...
Yes.
Yeah. High Z radio galaxies. Now, what
yeah.
did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Do we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
What are they?
High Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because. On the hour, it's
in high Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think you should mark high
yeah.
shift in that.
Yeah.
No.
The other bit. But yeah.
No, it is, yeah.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes,
you?
I think you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so you're right.
See if it's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
It's a subclassification of Seyfert. No, make us.
You wouldn't say
study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do that, don't they?
Do they?
It's stupid.
I think they probably are.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just the amount. finishing line feature you're going to include.
Yes.
Galaxy
and galaxy
process.
Formation doesn't
yes.
count. And
this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Where it should be this one,
but in
what have you done if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes.
things? I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want down here, but let's just mark what we want and not that, but with also
yeah.
a borderline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have these. So you allow these kind of embedded annotations,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like word line radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in.
Colour for a few things. Oh, it's right here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you're having ultraluminous
yeah.
area,
mm-hmm.
then you have to have hyperluminous area.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. It's diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What were we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay. Yeah.
We're done.
Features. Drawing drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing mission line objects.
And we're not doing mission line when it's a modifiable object. So
oh no, we aren't doing that either. You're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of sort? I think they are.
No.
But, and you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, like it is.
Yeah, anything with objects, so nothing.
And super galaxies should be one. Right?
Yeah. Yes!
You've got 370. Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah.
We're going to
faster.
It's really up as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. How was it?